broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another rant by Barlow's.
No,
fuck
that's
you.
No, wait, fuck, no, fuck, that's the wrong fuck, way. Fuck, come each, on, what fuck, the fuck is going on?
Fuck you.
All right.
Fuck you, Turk. You cool?
Wait, you pointed at me.
You too.
Why me?
Cause I am not in hiding. Well, this is not going live, right?
No, we're live.
They can't GPS my location, right?
They can't GPS my. Man, fuck you guys. I'm not in hiding. The fuck. I'm just laying low until shit fucking, you know, simmers down.
That's called hiding.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm not hiding.
Is that the reason why you have a American flag with you carrying it around?
Well, you know,
it's wrapped around his naked body.
It's keeping me warm right now, man. I just want
the people
to know that Barlow is an American citizen who votes in the U.S. government.
Yeah.
And, you know, votes every year.
Sure. Since when?
Since Obama. I voted for Obama.
Did you really?
Hell
no,
yeah.
You didn't. I don't think so.
Yes, I did.
No, then you must have done it illegally.
No, I did not.
Because you just became a citizen.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah, that would have been like 12. That would have been like 12 years.
They're going to deport your ass for sure, bro.
You know what? In my dreams, I voted for Obama.
Okay.
All right. You know what? Okay. So I became a citizen right after Trump won the fucking first time. I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. My green card ain't going to be that green. So I fucking, immediately before he fucking took office, I fucking filed my fucking application and got that shit done. So now I voted, you know, I voted for Hillary. Next, I voted for fucking Biden. And again, I voted for Kamala, obviously. Because, you know, fuck fucking Trump, man. He's a piece of shit. But you know
he's going to go back like 10 years. Mm. You know, citizenship, whoever right. had like 10. So yeah. You fall within that window.
Well, yeah. And then
whoever voted in 2008 like you did is going to get arrested for fraud and then get expelled out of the country.
Do you think they're going to ask him questions like, what have you done for America?
I voted in the U.S. government fucking voting fucking elections, goddammit.
They're like, wrong.
I pay my taxes, goddammit.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Well, you know what? First of all, you know, I think I consider myself a little intelligent, so I don't believe that they're going to do that. They have to go through a lot of legal paperwork in order to end up doing that shit. The mass deportation that they're trying to do of people, yeah, they can legally do it for people that are illegally here, like those that just recently came in, but those that have like legal residency or DACAs or stuff like that, they can't just push them out. They have to go through the legal due process, you know?
But do you know that he's putting all... You guys have seen that he's putting all this damn Midians all around and shit
Midians.
Around him?
Yeah, everyone...
So they're gonna expedite like a lot of laws and shit. That's the way they're going to get it done. You know, they're going to go through the law system, but they're going to expedite a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're fucked.
Well, like, who's we?
The people.
The people!
No. You mean you're fucked. Because we're okay. Yeah.
No, motherfucker.
Yeah, we're cemented here.
Wait. We're cemented.
We're not leaving.
Are you guys rich?
No, we're not rich. No.
Rich rich in friendship.
Right, yeah. that he can never take that away.
Well, guess what? He just took away your friendship.
What? Well, you. He took away you.
So he's taking me away from you guys. So that takes away one friendship.
Well, one out of three isn't bad.
Now imagine. Yeah,
we'll take it. We had a good run.
Man, fuck you guys.
Wait.
There's always Zoom.
And second of all, I was hiding in the secret in my closet.
Were you really? Where?
Because everybody thought that I wouldn't hide there. So I was like, you know what? They're not gonna think that I'm gonna do this because they're gonna think I'm fucking stupid, and I am. So I'm gonna hide in the closet.
He's smart.
Shit.
He did a double negative on us.
He's smart.
Holy shit.
Shit, motherfucker.
Thank you, bro. Well, thank you for coming out of the closet.
Ah, you're welcome, man. You know. I enjoy being here where everyone can be part of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
The gang's back together, bro.
The gang's back in town. Oh, what's the name of the song?
The gangbang.
No, not the gangbang. The boys are back in town.
Oh, yeah, the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Bartles is drinking mezcal again.
Man.
The world is just like it should be, bro.
Just right.
Right? You know what? Bartles came with some energy today, man.
He did, man.
Ooh. You, bitch.
We had a
he said who? Hey, wait, it was fucking that was Victoria.
Oh.
Man, you call Victoria's a bitch.
Wow. My bad.
He thought he was Bartles.
I'd like to retract that. I thought it was Bartles. I hate his ass.
Where's the respect?
I hate
it. No respect. Fuck, man. Fuck you, bitch.
Oh, man. See, it's the world as it should be.
Yeah.
Bartles is saying fuck you to Shomar.
Stupid ass Shomar.
That's it. Shomar's disrespecting me.
Why is he even here?
Shomar?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What do you mean?
We have an agreement that
There was no agreement, bitch.
We thought we had an agreement that I would not be on the show when Shomar was on the show.
Wait, who made that agreement with you?
Well, I had that agreement with myself.
he was looking in the mirror. Yeah. He's like, you know, teal.
Like in December, everything's going to work out. They're going to do that massive deportation.
No,
they'll settle everything.
It won't get that far.
I promise you. You know, have them try to fucking take me back, motherfuckers. You know what? You know how many grenades I have stashed away? And fuck you. I wasn't fucking just eating Cheetos, motherfucker. I was fucking throwing grenades, and I had a Cheeto on my other hand.
You know what? You became Americanized. You can't even throw a good grenade now.
You know what? I've been practicing. I have those little, you know, those little practice grenades. Yeah. I'm just throwing at a fucking fifth grade level now.
His daughter's like, stop, dad.
I'm trying to go to sleep.
You don't understand, babe. They're going to try to deport me, and then you're going to be left without a dad. No.
Hey, people kept sending us that video of that guy, that Dodger fan that blew up his hand,
claiming that
it was Barlow's. We assured him.
That didn't even look like him.
We assured him. Bartles throws grenades at a third grade level, and now apparently at a fifth grade level.
I've been practicing.
Yeah, so it couldn't have been him.
No, it wasn't me.
And he has all his fingers. Look at him.
Yeah, I have all 11.
His penis is the other little finger.
He said, me got three pinkies.
Three pinkies.
Good Lord.
Man. Anyway.
Well, we're glad you're here, man.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. We'll see you for home.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Hey, were you really that angry?
A little bit.
Really? Why? What did we say? I don't even remember.
Why you get so angry, bitch?
Because you guys are assholes. I can't miss a fucking day.
No, you can't.
Because then you guys fucking go on these stupid ass fucking rants and shit.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? If whoever misses out gets fucking trashed on.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what was funny about Barlos's agreement to himself?
That nobody ever even knew?
Well, that, and no offense, for a while it did kind of go like that. Like sometimes, like when Shomar would show up, he wouldn't be here, and then he would show up and Shomar... I was like, man, maybe they are the same fucking person.
No, there's no way.
No, it was again an agreement that I made to myself that I assumed you all knew.
We had no idea.
And you know, it was working for a while, but yeah. I fucked up today.
Shit. Oh man! Well, when you saw his car outside, you should have just turned around.
I should have, but then I saw, you know, your wife was outside. I was like, "Fuck! I can't leave now."
She saw me.
She's gonna fucking tell him I was here and shit. Damn it! Yeah. But no, I wasn't that angry. I mean, it's not true. It isn't true. None of it's true. I'm here to stay, man. I'm an American citizen, and I'm here to stay.
Yeah. You know what's not true either? That Tyson threw the fight. I don't know why everybody keeps on saying that shit.
You know what?
No way.
You know, I don't listen to this podcast because it sucks.
Oh, come on.
But yeah, you know what? I heard that segment, which was very short, by the way.
But you didn't listen to the end of the show, did you?
No, of course not. I only listened for the first 10 minutes. Okay.
That was when the real Tyson.
Yeah, we got deep.
Oh, you guys got deep into it.
Oh, yeah, technical and shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, then, you know.
We started talking about his old fights against Soda Pop and, you know, that bull.
Yeah. Was it Raging Bull?
Ball Bull.
Yeah.
Glass Joe.
Yeah.
Little Mac.
The Flamingo guy.
Everyone, bro. Everyone.
Hilarious. But I think he threw that shit.
No.
Because you look at the videos. By the way, you were so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and Victoria were so excited about this fucking fight. And I can't believe you're not shocked at the fact that he threw the fucking fight.
Oh, no. I don't think he threw the fight. I'm shocked that he didn't attack. But that's a whole different story, though.
Dude.
But didn't I tell you guys that he was going to get, like, probably money under the table and shit?
Well, yeah, lose. But that's a conspiracy because no one ever really proved that. No way.
Like if there was, like, an incentive, right?
Yeah.
You know what? But I've been going, like, back and forth, right? Like, at first I was like, you know what? What's his name? Jake Paul? Sean Paul? What?
Jake Paul.
I go, bless Jake Paul's fucking heart for not hurting Tyson.
Oh, my God.
And then, was, like, when I first watched it. And then later I've been watching, like, the clips, and I was like,
he bless his little heart.
And I was like, man, Tyson could have really, like got him on some of the things, and
he froze.
And he froze, like, and he would stop himself.
Yeah.
Listen, you saw the clips. But did you replay the whole fight?
I haven't.
When you watch the entire fight, yeah, it gives you a different perspective. Those clips will sway you into thinking about Tyson in a certain way, and there's no way that is true.
What? They're not going to make it obvious, bro.
Well, I know.
The clips are there to show you where the instances of him possibly throwing a fight were. And
yes.
There were a few of them.
Yes, but you got to watch it as a context, like as a whole fight. And Mike Tyson, in the beginning, he came out fighting.
Yeah.
But he had spurts of energy. He couldn't really muster up the energy to keep attacking.
But my thing is when he was sparring, he had, like, so much energy and so much. I know they're, like, small little clips. I don't think he'd be able to sustain that, like, through the whole fight. But through that, I mean, like, just to keep you guys where we were watching it, we're watching it on the phone because we had a gathering and shit. So we're watching on our phone, so we couldn't really see, like, the whole actual, you know, like when you watch it in the big screen. Mm-hmm. So when I was watching it, it looked like he was, you know, Jake was kind of manhandling him and kind of, like, not going all out and stuff. But now that I look at it, like, on a bigger screen, now you could tell, like you said, those incidents where he did kind of saw an opportunity to punch or do an uppercut, and he did it.
The one time that he did, he connected, and he got fucking what was his fucking
Jake
name?
Paul.
Jake Paul.
He caught fucking Jake Paul right square in the fucking on the chin or on the cheek, but then he fucking backed up again. He didn't go after him.
Right.
So okay, so you got him once, and I guess somehow they were like, oh shit, whoops, my bad.
Yeah. He's like, that punch cost me $10,000.
Every punch you land, motherfucker, you lose $10,000.
Yeah, but I don't know if you guys knew, but Mike Tyson almost died a few months ago.
What?
So that medical emergency that he had,
uh-huh,
it was an I think he was bleeding internally, like he had an ulcer inside of his stomach.
Okay.
And he had to have 8 transfusions just to you know, get his blood back into his body. He almost died. He said it himself, he almost died.
What does that have to do with the fight?
Come on, like, okay. We're talking about, how many months ago was it supposed to be?
In originally it was supposed July. To be in June or July.
June
yeah.
or July. Okay. Uh-huh. So when I have a bad case of the shits, okay?
Yeah.
It takes me about a whole fucking week to just muster up the energy to do anything, bro. Like, my body's just fucking done. Imagine you going through some, like, medical emergency like that where you lose a lot of fucking blood.
But I would think he would get cleared through, like, the medicals and everything. Like,
oh, he was cleared. He was.
But this wasn't really a sanctioned fight, so he didn't get cleared. He got cleared to fucking just go out there and fight.
No, it was a sanctioned fight, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't really a sanctioned fight, no.
No, because they said that they were both suspended right after the fight.
Suspended?
Yeah.
For what?
From boxing.
What?
Yeah.
How and why?
I don't know, man. I didn't do the research on that part.
I did hear that.
What?
I did hear that. I didn't read the article, but I did see that.
Suspended. So that means it was thrown. Because the only reason you'll be suspended is if you cheated or something.
I'm not sure.
But then how would they prove that?
Yeah, see, I don't know. Maybe he did hear him tell Mike Tyson in his ear, like,
your money. I got your money.
Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. Hey. Yeah. No, man. I really believe that he was just he's an older man. That's
he is. Yeah. Yes.
You know, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But come on, coming back from a medical, like, thing like that.
But I think
it's hard, bro.
But I think the doctors would have, like, you know, said, like, hey, man, you can't fight. But you can't fight. Because that's a big risk. Imagine if he almost died, mm-hmm, they're not going to tell you, like, oh, you know what? Just take it easy.
Well, yeah, take it easy because
Because he still threw some punch.
He still fought, but he didn't go all out. Like, you know that Mike Tyson could.
And that's why Jake Paul didn't fucking go after Mike Tyson either.
And that's why I think Victorious really kind of gives credit to Jake Paul that he doesn't. Because.
Bless his little heart. See, but the thing is, when the fight started, I wanted him to get his ass, like, fucking knocked out. You know what I mean? I was like, man. Jake Paul. I wanted Jake Paul to get fucking dropped.
That's what Cherokee wanted, too.
That's what I wanted.
I wanted him to get fucking dropped. I wanted Tyson to become a fucking animal and just fucking attack.
I mean, that would have been great. We would have been talking a whole different type of fight if that would have been the case. But it wasn't. It was more of a, at this point, it was, you know what it was? It was an exhibition that was that was brought to you as a real fight, which was,
you're right.
I'm looking at my AI response right now.
Sure.
It was saying, It was a sanctioned professional fight by the Texas Department of fucking Licensing and Regulation, and they were suspended, but not for misconduct. It's a mandatory suspension, I guess, for health checkups and all this shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Like you can't just jump into another fight.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I see. Okay. But I still contend that Mike Tyson was cleared. But you don't know how long it takes to recover from that kind of medical emergency. Because when he had that medical emergency from July, how long do you think he got back in the ring to start training again?
Had to be
June.
Now you're going back, bitch.
You're going backwards. I say at least 2 months. At least 2 months.
That sounds about right.
Put them at September. Uh-huh. And then he had another 2 months to come back. That's hard, bro. His legs were probably not even under him. If you could tell,
you could tell he was struggling. He didn't have his legs.
Then he had a knee brace on too.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, this is gonna be horrible.
Yeah,
horrible. And it fucking proved to be fucking what I thought. Horrible fight.
You know, honestly, this was kind of like just to feature the Netflix.
Mm.
You know, that's because they were, you know, this was the first fight. They're going into like the whole sporting the sporting world and shit. So.
Well, it didn't go too well for them, though.
Yeah, that thing crashed a little bit.
That shit was buffered for like a minute. Well,
that's what they were saying. They were saying the true fight was Netflix and the internet buffered.
Well, shit, that just means 60 million people tuned in to watch this fight.
Yeah.
That's how big the crowd, that's how big the audience was for this fight. That's amazing, bro.
And that's smart, too, that they didn't charge.
Right. That I would have been pretty upset if.
Because, well, if we not only that, I mean, that. It's smart for Netflix because. You know, even though they already got a subscription from like everybody, they're gonna start doing commercials and all this shit, and that's where that's where all the money's at. Advertising.
That's true. But what if they charge like just $5? Would you guys pay it?
Nah.
Nope.
Okay, $1.
Nope.
Not even $1.
Nah.
Come on, that's $60 million they can make for, like that.
Yeah, but no, fuck that shit. I have IPTV, bro.
Okay,
I can watch that shit for free.
That's why your shit crashed.
That's why your ass getting deported, bitch. That's Barlow at 555.
Shut up, bitch. That's why you want one too.
You can visit them at 123 Penetration Avenue.
Oh,
Jericho has one too.
He's
at 555-5554.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Hernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
I got a question for you guys.
What's up, man?
There is a restaurant that wants to start only serving people that are 35 and over. They call it the grown sexy meal.
Okay.
Would you guys be okay with a restaurant like that?
Yeah. I'm like right at
He just made the cut.
Yeah, oh, you just made the cut. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, shit. All
That's
right.
amazing.
Yeah.
But why would they want only like 35 and older?
That's like a weird age to
That's
start.
That's a good age though, because I think at that age you're a little bit more mature.
Sure.
You have you have some
money. Pretty stable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, for the most part, you know, there's some 35 year olds that are not that stable, but
really.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
But you just made the cut.
Yeah, I just made it. But you know, I'm an old soul.
Okay.
You know, I'm like a 46 year old man stuck in a 35 year old man's body. You know.
Because honestly, when did you really start going out to dinners and not really looking at the prices anymore? How old are you?
I still look at prices.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Huh?
Do you really look at the price?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is this MKT?
That's called market price.
He's like, I didn't order this shit.
You know what? That MKT gets you in trouble, though.
It can.
The other day, I went to a sushi restaurant. My daughter loves sushi. We both fucking love sushi. Mm. So we went, and there was this tuna, what do they call it? God, I forgot what they call it, but it's like this fucking fancy-ass tuna fucking sushi. And it says market price. I was like, how bad can it be? So I was like, bring me four. Two for me and two for my daughter.
Wow.
Bro.
How much was the market price?
Fucking $20 each piece.
Each piece?
Each fucking piece.
And how big was the piece?
Fucking little.
Wait,
it's a little fucking sushi fucking.
You made that sound very sexual.
How big was it? One hand or two?
Two fingers. Two
fingers. Man, 20 bucks each.
So like a regular sushi piece.
A regular, you know, sushi piece. What do they call it?
Sashimi?
Sashimi.
Sashimi, yeah. Sashimi. And usually how much is a sushi piece like that?
You get two pieces for like $6 to $8.
The question is, was it worth it?
You know what? It was fucking delicious.
It
melted in your mouth. Okay. It was a very delicious fucking tasting fish.
So
tuna.
Answer the question. Was it worth it?
No.
You know, it may have been worth it if you ordered one each.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like at that point it's like, all right, this is kinda like a little delicacy. I'm gonna treat myself.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah, the bill came and I was like, 120. What the fuck?
he's like, I'm so hungry.
The fuck did we eat? What kind of miso soup did I order? What the hell? Shit, all I ordered was sriracha. Man,
he got the market sriracha.
Everything was market.
Everything was market.
Shit, like I'm buying all market today. Never again, man.
Fuck.
Never
again, man. Yeah, that's scary. I've never done that. I've never done the market thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you ask or you just order?
No, I think it's ridiculous. I know it's gonna be overpriced if it's market. Like, yeah, but like to answer your question, I think around 30, maybe 35 when I actually stopped, kind of like, because before I'm not gonna lie, in my 20s I was fucking frugal as fuck. Right. So I would look what? At the.
He said was.
No, I'm not that frugal anymore. Oh. I'm a financial mess now.
Oh, okay.
what does that even mean?
What does that mean?
That means that I fucking spend like
on what?
On whatever, like going out on my family like, and shit. You
you're
know
gonna
what I mean?
See
like,
these threads.
Yeah, yeah. Where before it'd be like, oh well, you know, let's see how we can spend here or let's go this place. Like, but you know what? But I was more frugal on myself, though. Like, but now it's like I'm just whatever, you know? Okay. Like, okay. Yeah, so, and in my 20s, I would look and I'd be like, all right, man, I'm going to look in the $15 to $20 price range. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, man, this looks good. But man, it's like $35. I'm like, yeah, fuck. And I would do that. And now it's like I don't have a problem with it now. Like, it's just like, all right, cool. Unless I see something that's like fucking $60 and I'm like, yeah, that shit ain't worth it. That's ridiculous.
What, you're talking about food here?
Like food.
Like a plate or something?
Yeah.
That's insane, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I wouldn't order a $60 plate for myself.
Yeah. Right.
I wouldn't do
that. You know what I mean? So now it's like fucking $35, like $40. Like even $40 is kind of high, but like it.
Well, it depends what it is. If it's like a nice steak.
Oh, no.
$60, all right. That's,
yeah,
that's okay.
For a steak, no, 65. I don't. Yeah. I don't have a problem.
What do we pay for that filet mignon?
68.
Oh, but you got the 10-ounce, though, right?
No, I got the 8-ounce, which was...
No, 68. I got the 8-ounce.
You
got the 12-ounce.
Oh, he got the 12-ounce. Oh, okay. I got the 8-ounce.
Yeah, I got the 8-ounce.
So that was 64 or 62?
No, really?
62.
God damn.
Yeah, because the 12-ounce was only like 68 or something, like a little bit more. Oh. No, $12 more.
Yeah.
Well, whatever $12 more was.
Oh, okay.
But that was for like with sides and everything, or
just a filet.
Oh no,
okay.
Wait, they have one side.
Yeah,
one side.
Yeah,
one okay.
Side.
Yeah. Oh my God, that cream corn.
Oh, you got the cream corn?
It was delicious too, man.
I got the garlic mash.
Yeah,
that's just bomb.
Yeah, but see, but I'm not mad at fucking paying for a good fucking steak that's just melting your like.
You
mouth,
know,
bro.
If the food's good, I'm not mad at.
Oh,
right.
But you know what? The reason I look at prices sometimes is because. If we fuck around and we just start eating and drinking everything, one time, no lie, the fucking bill was $500.
Okay, for how many people?
Just me and my girl.
Oh, what the shit.
$500. I have a picture of it, too, because I'm like, what?
Where did you go?
We went to Santa Monica, this Lulu's cafe or something like that. Uh-huh. And it's like on the top roof.
Rooftop. There you go. You're paying for the rooftop view.
It's on the top roof as opposed to the bottom roof. That I normally call it basement.
But it was like a buffet, and then it was good. And then the thing is that the thing,
how many buffets did you buy?
No, one buffet each, bitch.
He's like, give us four buffets. Sir, there's only two of you.
Okay, we need four plates.
No, where we fucked up was that we didn't have reservations. And then my girl was like, we're going to go somewhere, but we're like, you know what, fuck it, let's just go. The waiter was like, you could wait or you could sit at the bar. So the dangerous part sitting at the bar is that they keep giving you drinks. You know, where you're like at a server, it's like, when the server comes, you'll just ask for another drink. Yeah. Right there, like the server. And we were, chatting it up with the servers and everything. And, they were cool with us. And, as soon as it started going a little bit down, they're like, would you like another one? We're like, yeah. And we weren't checking the fucking prices.
Oh, shit.
And we were drinking. It was a good experience. And it was a good experience. And we saw Izzy there.
No way.
Yeah, there was a bunch of black girls and a bunch like for a bachelorette.
Yeah.
And why we see Izzy there with all those black girls? We're like, Izzy. She's like, oh my God. And so it was cool. But when the bill came, we're like, what the fuck?
Every drink was like fucking $30. So what the fuck?
It was probably like 20 something.
Sounds right.
And we were Santa Monica. Me and my girl. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That shit is dangerous though. You head out to Culver City, fucking Hollywood, Santa Monica, that shit is dangerous.
That's why I like hanging out here. In this area, it doesn't get that crazy. Like
it's safe.
Yeah. And they have happy hour in this area.
Right?
I like it.
If you don't like one happy hour, you go to another happy hour.
It's going to be the other one, yeah.
And it only takes you 5 minutes to get there.
Exactly.
And you stay happy at night. Yeah. When the price comes.
And then they have late happy hour.
Oh, my God. Man. It's beautiful, bro. Damn.
What was your question?
I forgot, honestly.
Oh, the 35 and...
You're saying at what age? Oh, well, the original
I would say 30.
So that question was, when's the last time you start looking at prices? Yeah, yeah, stop looking at prices on the menu, you know? Like, I would say about 30. Maybe 30. Yeah, maybe 35. I want to say 30, but 35 sounds like a better age.
Yeah, I started this year.
Is it? I just started.
35, just like you, bro.
Because there's an adjustment period, man. Even if you start making money.
Right.
You got to get used to that shit.
You got to break the mentality or whatever.
Remember back in the days, you used to call the bank? Because you couldn't check your phone or anything like that, so you had to call the bank.
Check your balance.
At the sound of the beat, your balance is, and you're like, oh my goodness, please, like you're just waiting for that to start with negative, negative $30. Like fuck.
I remember when I was like 18 or 19 years old. I was 18 years old, and I was going on a date, and I showed up at the bank, and my account was $18.
Oh, I see where you're going. I see where you're going with this.
Wait.
I do too.
You can't, in those days, you couldn't take out less than $20.
Yeah.
Right. So I couldn't take any money out for the date. So everything had to be on a credit card. And luckily, I had just gotten an American Express.
Half baked.
Wait, you gotta let them.
No,
I know you haven't been here for a while, Shomar. But you gotta let him.
I want to beat you guys.
You gotta let him do his bit.
Go.
Let the man do his bit.
All right, your bit.
He's gonna go crazy.
Terry's like, wait a minute, what bit?
What bit? What are you guys talking about? No, man.
This is my life.
Yes, I went on a date with this woman. Oh man, she was beautiful. Her name was Mary Jane. And everywhere that we went.
And you were in New York.
I was in New York, man.
In your 20s.
Yes, and everywhere that we went, I just tried to do the free shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then we would run into like a hot dog vendor, and then like all of a sudden in my brain it was like doing the math, like, okay, I got $18. And then she bought a hot dog, and it was like -6. I'm like, all right, I still got money. Don't worry about it. But then she wanted like a soda. I'm like, fuck! I was in -2.
So, it would go down.
Yeah, so I had $10 left. And then we walked a few more steps, and then she wanted some ice cream. I was like, ah, shit. That was minus four. So it just kept going down. But then, like, I saw, like, a tip jar. So I, like, I bought something, but then took out all the tip money. That was plus 25. So I was good.
He said plus 25.
So your change machine went up.
Yes. It was amazing, bro. That was a great fucking date, man. Mary Jane, she was so
get,
nice.
Get him, Showmar.
Yeah.
And did you get some booty later?
I did, but it was much later because she was a respectable woman.
It was called The Buzz That Couldn't Stop.
So that's a fucking movie, man.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You ain't black either.
Oh, what do you mean?
That's half fake.
Oh. It was half fake, man. Just see my friend.
Hey, everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Again, fuck you guys. I have another rant.
Wait, no.
It's a quick little rant. And it was kind of something we brought up over, you know, in the past already, you know, and you guys keep bringing it up. I don't know why. I don't know if it's jealousy.
Jealousy.
I don't know if it's, you know, envious of my of the fact that I can wear such a thing and
you can pull it off
and make it look good, you know.
That is true.
Make it look stylish.
There's
and
no way I could pull those off.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys keep bringing up that I wear jorts.
Yeah,
like dude,
like you're wearing now.
No, these are not jorts.
Oh,
those are Daisy dudes.
No, these are my gym shorts, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
So you guys keep bringing that up, man. What? Again, jorts are fucking stylish. And yes, fuck you, fucking Showmar. I do buy them myself.
Wait, why do you gotta keep saying fucking Showmar? I thought
it was a dare. I really thought it was a dare.
I expected him to say something. Okay. So I prevented. I prevented his stupid ass comment.
Okay.
Yeah, I buy them myself. They're fucking stylish, bro. They're fashionable. They're comfortable.
See. And this is where they're going to get his ass when they deport his ass. They're going to go after all the people that wear jorts.
Because when we were little paisas, we used to wear jorts,
exactly.
Right?
But why, though?
Because we used to rip our pants, and then they used to turn them into shorts.
Right, yeah. That's the only way we could keep on wearing them.
And the thing is that we couldn't afford, like, you know, two things, jorts or pants. So they would give us jorts.
Right, and when we went to the beach, guess what we would wear?
Yeah.
Jorts.
That, dude, no wonder I almost drowned that one time. Those motherfuckers would get heavy and shit.
Yeah, those heavy duty fucking Levi jeans and
those
shit.
Those construction worker ones.
Would like soak up all the water, man.
That should weigh you down like 30 pounds and shit.
Wait, but you said something that was a little intriguing.
What?
You buy them already made into jorts.
Yeah. I'm not fucking a poor fucking individual that's gonna cut my own jeans and make my own jorts. I'd pay a little fucking Japanese child to make them, or Chinese child,
because they got the little fingers. Huh?
You know, I mean, you know, and you know, it doesn't hurt if they get pricked.
They have blood stains on the stitching.
You know, that adds a little, you know.
Part of the design.
Yeah, it's a little design.
In my mind, I picture this guy, like, fucking getting measured for some jorts and shit. Kind of like a suit, but then there's a little Japanese guy fucking hand sewing these fucking jorts. It's awesome,
bro. You know who made the jorts popular? Fucking the Hulk, bro.
That's true.
Incredible Hulk. He wears jorts.
See?
Yeah, you're right.
But you know what? He wears them like a white man, though. Yeah, those aren't cool.
What do you mean?
I don't wear the white man jorts. I wear cool ones.
Wait, which ones
are
the white?
There are no cool.
What are the white man jorts?
They're like a little longer. They're like right by the knee or a little below the knee, and they're like wide leg. You don't wear wide leg jorts.
They gotta be right.
Shorts, fucking tight.
He said wide leg. Yeah. Wide leg short jorts.
Yeah. They're like moving around. You don't wear those. Those are not fashionable jorts.
So
bro.
Slim fit.
So yours are tight.
They're slim
on your leg.
They're slim fit.
Oh no,
bitch, those slim are biker fit. Shorts.
But like mid thigh or
you
or
know,
closer.
I wear them above the knee.
Above the
knee. I like to you know be dangerous. I like to, you know.
He likes to test limits.
I like to test limits.
I got a question.
Push the needle.
I got a question. So, like, when we were in junior high and high school, they used to measure girls, like, shorts.
And skirts.
And skirts.
I'd be sent home.
That's why you never saw Bartles at school and shit.
You know what? No, you know what? At that time, I didn't have, kind of like fashion sense. So my shorts were those long ass Tagra shorts. Remember those shits?
I remember those.
Yeah, I used to wear those back in high school and middle school and shit.
Yeah, those shorts didn't know if they were like pants.
Yeah,
or...
yeah. And I look at people wearing them now and I'm like, come on, bro.
Come on.
Get with the 20th century, man. Tighten them up. Tighten that shit up, man. The hell are you wearing, dude? Oh, man. You know who's gonna crack up on this shit? Fucking bunch of other friends that talk shit to me, too. They're always talking shit.
A bunch of jorts.
All the time. Oh, what's Barlow's wearing today? Jorts.
What the fuck?
They're like, what the fuck? Barlow's is fucking winter time. Why are you still wearing jorts? Like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, yeah, winter is coming. My pants are coming out of storage. You know, I'm like, you know, when I stop wearing jorts, you're going to miss them. Because all winter, I'm going to be wearing pants.
That's how we'll know you have entered into adulthood, bro. Like, once you're 45, that's it. You can't fucking wear jorts. You understand that,
yeah,
right?
You can't wear them when you're older.
Yeah.
You know what? There's no way. I'm going to make jorts happen.
He said, stop trying to make jorts happen.
They're fashionable. God damn it.
You know who's a fan of your jorts? Noelia. Noelia likes your jorts.
Oh, okay. She said,
you know what? Because she's complimented his legs before, too.
Oh,
she's,
she has.
She said he has nice legs.
I do have amazing legs.
Yeah, and your calves. She's,
and my calves, she's yeah. Right.
Complimenting your calves,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're pretty muscular. Yeah. Right, Shomar?
why are you laughing, Shomar? Why are you laughing so hard?
He believes this shit.
No, he does. Look at his calves.
Look at my calves, motherfucker.
God damn.
Touch him.
Lick him.
This was like flexing of his shit. Se le va a salir un pedo.
Touch it right now.
Dude, talking about pedos, I was watching on Instagram. Was it Instagram or TikTok? I forgot. But this one dude was like in a parking lot just hitting up people. He's like, oh, $100 if you can fart. Just like random, and there was this old man. He was trying to fart. He was trying, and I'm like, "Fuck, that was gonna take a shit, bro." but then the guy left. He's like, "I'll be back." And then he went to go ask other people. And he came back for the fucking old man, and the old man. He's like, "Oh, do you have it?" And he's like, "I think so, right?" And he starts pushing it. Like old man, probably like 65, 70, bro. And I'm like, "Fuck it, oh, that shit sounded wet, bro." When he did fart, I was
worth
like,
it.
Yeah, $100, random. But he said, you need to be able to hear it, obviously.
Yeah, I would have gotten paid twice this weekend, bro. So I went to Temecula this weekend with some friends, right?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Where's the invite?
I should have invited you.
Hold on, it might be a movie.
I should have invited you. So the friends that we went out with, so we're like their padrinos for their wedding, right?
Okay.
And he invited his brother. Well, his brother said, hey, what are you doing this weekend? They just showed up or whatever. Mm-hmm. They weren't really going to go, but since they were there. So I was like, all right. His brother was a lot of fun. So when they got there, we started just laughing. It was a good time. And I was telling a story, and I was laughing, and I farted, bro.
No.
Looking straight into the eyes of his wife. Like, you know, like the brother's wife. And I'm looking at her.
Did you try to play it off?
Oh, my God. I tried to play it off.
Was it loud?
It was loud.
Oh, shit. So they heard.
Yes, but we were outdoors. So I was trying to play it off as if, like, oh, you didn't hear shit, right? So I started moving my chair because, you know, the chair makes noises, right? Bro, that I don't think it worked.
So
we went to a second location.
Oh, and you were sitting down.
Yeah, I was sitting down. Fart. We went to a second location, and here we ordered a bunch of food. We had drinks. We had wine. And this time we were indoors. So. And again, I was looking at the same woman. straight into her eyes, telling a story. Now, you know how I get animated when I fucking tell a story, right? My God, I'm telling a story. I fart. But this time I was like, you know what? I'm going to act like I didn't hear it. And I just talking, kept bro. But I'm not sure if anybody heard it, bro.
They probably heard it. They heard it.
Nobody called you out?
Nobody called me out.
No, people get embarrassed
you know
to call
what?
People out.
That's when you start feeling old.
Yes.
When old people fart, yeah. you don't call them out on them.
Yeah, like my dad does that shit all the time. He'll just be talking, and he'll keep talking. I'm like, bro.
He's farting, and he's talking.
No, and he won't give a shit. He'll keep going about his business
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, you know what? My coworker, she's old, wow. and she'll talk, and then when she's leaving, she farts, and she just kind of keeps going.
So she like
gives her a boost.
Like, she's like crop dusting everybody.
No, that shit, it's crazy. Like, people hear you.
Yeah.
People hear you because sometimes, like even when you're hungry, you know, and your stomach makes that fucking loud-ass noise, you're like, fuck, I wonder if anybody heard that. People hear it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I got to ask my wife and ask her if she heard it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey.
No, I'm sure they
So there's it. A question. Do you guys fart with your significant other, wife or girlfriend or whatever?
I try not to, bro. But
it happens, right?
Like I said, like when we're hanging out, and I laugh or something. It comes out, bro. She just kind of just.
She looks at you. Is that a new thing? Is that what this is?
That's a new right. level of laughter.
Yeah. See, I don't do it because I don't want her to start doing it. Because
like on purpose, right? You don't do it on purpose.
But I don't think you'll do. I don't think she'll do it, right?
I don't know. Well, maybe she's just like, well, fuck, finally, now, and she just lets loose, and that's going to gross me out.
And then she's talking to you. So, where do you want to have dinner today?
I'm like, not with you, fucking stinky. Like, shit. You know, nah, I don't know. I couldn't, man. It's just something I've been doing for a long time.
Yeah, I let it rip, man.
You let it rip?
Yeah, like, when I have to, I'm like, oh, man. Oh, yeah, really? Let it rip.
Yeah, she's complaining about you.
Yeah.
Complained? Really?
Well, I mean, she
laughs and she's like,
what does that mean?
It means
like, wait, does he fart accidentally or does he do it on purpose? Like,
I think he's doing it on purpose.
You got to go. You got to go, man.
You don't fart in front of us. How come you fart in front of her?
Because I don't have to fart right now. But if I do, I will. You used to fart in front of us.
Yeah, but that was because we were locked in a car and we were on a road trip.
And it was summer.
And it was hot.
It was hot.
Oh, my God.
But yours are deadly,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but that's hilarious.
No,
it is. It's hilarious. Yeah.
To you? Where we're trying to like, damn, fucking, I think I'm going to break the window.
You're fucking dying and shit.
But I think it's normal. I think it's a normal thing.
I
think you guys just got to.
I don't think it's a normal thing.
I don't do it.
I wouldn't do it. I don't do it on purpose.
You wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't do it right now and stuff because you're just.
No, I mean.
Or you just wouldn't do it at all.
Anyone that I date, I've never farted, like made it a thing to fart in front of them. Like if I do fart, it's always an accident, right. Either because I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm like drunk.
People drunk. He's like, finally,
he turns into a trumpet.
Like, no. When you're asleep, things happen, bro.
Even the girl, you know, they'll fucking, you know, they'll have a little toot, and you know, either they think that I'm asleep, but I, you know, I'm not. I heard it.
Forget Barlos. He's like, giggly.
He wafts it.
I'm like, she did it, and it's not poopery.
Oh, it was that time. Remember, my girl was telling you guys that she was sleeping. Uh-huh. She was dreaming that she saw this cute blonde woman with blue eyes and everything, and then she farted.
Uh huh.
And then it was me that farted. So she dreamt that shit because I farted. And then I farted a few times and I woke her up, and she like, did you fart? And like, yeah, like, oh, and she started laughing, and that's when she told me the story. So we started laughing together, man.
And they both started farting together.
No, yeah, but that shit, it's embarrassing. Like, it happened to me probably, 3 weeks ago? I was with, also at court, and we were talking to the attorney. The attorney, like, pulled up in her Tesla, and also and I, we were going to go to lunch, and we're laughing. Also said something stupid, and we're, like, laughing, and I start laughing, and right away, like.
It came out.
Like, it came out, and I'm like, fuck. And she's in her car.
She goes, I object.
Yeah. No, and then also looks at me, and he's like, no, don't worry, she didn't hear. I go, well, I don't care. Whatever, bro. Just keep going.
You know those Teslas will let him know.
I know, right? They can see it on the camera. I'm like,
the smoke.
Hey, warning. Hazardous waste.
Methane gas.
Gas leak.
You know, the only thing that isn't avoidable is in the morning. When you wake up and you go to the bathroom,
oh yeah,
that's when you have to let it fucking all out. Because you've been holding it, and it's like, okay, well, you're in bed, but I got to fart.
But you're in the restroom, right?
Yeah.
That's a safe space.
But you close it. Yeah, so you close the door. Once I close the door, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
You know it's not soundproof, bitch. He's all letting it rip like crazy.
but fuck, dude. Yeah, but I've been holding it off.
He's like, fuck.
Still a safe space, though. Still
it
a
is,
safe
it
space.
Is. But you got to respect it.
Yeah.
But it's not soundproof. Yeah. Not at
all. Wait.
He comes out like a gentleman.
And she's looking at me like, you nasty motherfucker.
No, that's like when we would go visit my family in Mexico. They don't believe in doors. They have fucking curtains, bro.
No.
Yeah, I'm like. And then one time my cousin was in there tearing it up, and we're like, don't worry, bro, it's soundproof. Fucking shower curtain has a door.
What the hell?
It's like, it was fucking, it's like you're right in there with them, man.
What about when you're in the restroom with, you know, at a public place?
Like at work.
Or at work.
Yeah.
And, you know, people take a leak, and sometimes they fart.
You just got it, bro.
You just got to go,
yeah,
right?
You got to let it go. Yeah, when you're in a urinal and you're standing up and it just comes out,
yeah,
it doesn't matter who's around, bro. That's where you can let one go without anybody.
You know, I just think you just gotta normalize that shit.
I think so too.
Yeah. Should you? So I have a question about with regard to that. Mm. Should you? Let's say there's a guy next to you,
sure,
and you're peeing and you have to fart. Mm. Should you inform him of the fact that you're about to fart?
No,
no. Just let it rip. That would be kind of weird.
So that's weird.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
How would you tell him?
Yeah, no? Yeah, I wouldn't know. Yeah.
I'd be like, excuse me, sir. Kind sir.
About to let it rip.
I am going to let out some flatulence. I'm going to fart in your face, motherfucker.
Like, oh, thank you.
You done fucked up getting next to me.
You know, luckily at my corporate office, we have two bathrooms on the first floor that are single fucking occupant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can go in there. Lock that shit.
See, that's great.
They have music playing, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can fart. You can fucking shart. You can fucking.
Oh, no, don't. You can't. Don't shart. Please don't shart.
I mean, shart in the toilet.
Okay.
What was the question again?
I don't remember. I have no idea, man.
Listen to me.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
Wait, how did we get to the farting?
From the jorts.
They say we did jorts, but yeah, but how did...
Well, see, the jorts allow you to fart,
no.
and it doesn't stay in your ass. It goes through the bottom of your legs.
I do not remember that part.
Again, they're fashionable and stylish, motherfuckers. And you can wear them in the winter.
What the fuck?
Especially in Southern California, you know, it doesn't get that hot, that cold, I mean.
Bro, fellas, I want to... See if I can ask you guys a quick question. I mean, there's some people that are still getting married. Some of the fellas, right? Some of the people.
Some people. Some people.
There was a couple that asked their wedding guests to head to a nightclub for the reception in a bizarre request right after the wedding. Okay. Like, they were in Vegas. They had their
reception.
The ceremony. They had their ceremony, but then after that, they just sent everybody to a nightclub, a famous nightclub, and then they asked them to pay the fucking cover charge, and to hang out with them for the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I will allow it just because it's Vegas. Mm. Vegas, I think, just have a whole different set of rules, mm-hmm. and you just go with it. I mean, Vegas, you really don't have a really script, you know? Just kind of go with it. I think that's, I mean, and there's some good clubs in Vegas and stuff, so.
But that was their way of saving money. Do you think that's a good idea to just tell your guests, like, hey, join us at
You know what? I think, depending on the age group, if you have some old-ass people there, you know, then that's kind of weird. But if they're all young, you know, young people, you know how sometimes you invite certain people, it's only, like, young crowd?
Yeah. I think younger people don't care. Older people... Maybe we'll care and, you know, we'll think, well, maybe you shouldn't be getting married, but.
There's got to be a bunch of old people in there, though. Yeah. Somebody's mom, somebody's aunt.
Oh, everyone. No, I don't think they would go, though, to the club.
Yeah,
well, I know they would go. Yeah, select few that would probably go.
Yeah, but that's weird, right? Like, would you guys do that?
I wouldn't personally do that, but if I went to a wedding and they said they were going to do it, I would probably attend.
Yeah. Really? I'd be like, all right, I'm going home.
I'll talk some shit, but I'll
still be like, I will fuck
I think
it.
It'll be fun.
It's Vegas. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, if they got us to the front of the line, maybe. Because you know those lines are fucking long as fuck.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
As long as I'm not paying $50 to get in.
Shit. You're not going to be paying $50. You're going to be paying like $80.
God damn.
It's expensive now.
Well, the fuck, they ain't getting no gift.
Then fucking drinks are going to be like 20-something bucks.
That's true, huh? God damn.
God damn.
Just everything fucking expensive now, man.
Nah, you just walk in there with your trash can full of beer.
Yeah! Dude, do you guys remember when I did that shit?
Yep.
All right, so the story goes. Okay, for the record, I was fucked up already.
Fucking drunk.
All right, and we went to Vegas for what? Just on a whim?
It was the convention, right?
A conference, convention.
Oh, it was a convention. I'm kind of embarrassed then. But, okay, so what happened was we were in our room, we were hanging out, and then we were like, hey, let's fucking go to some fucking nightclub or let's go walk around the casinos, the strip, right? And I grabbed the trash can, filled it with ice, and I stuck a bunch of beers in it. And I thought it was a great idea at the time. And
It
really was a great idea. Yeah.
And we were already a little bit wasted.
He's a genius.
And I just started walking around with that trash can full of beer, and people would just grab beers, and I would drink some more, and we would walk around everywhere. Until we got to a nightclub, and I think we paid like 20 bucks to get in. And the bouncer, he looks at me and he's telling me, "What you got there?" And I'm like, "Oh, I got beer." And he's like, he just starts laughing, bro.
Nah, they were having a good old time, man.
And he's like, "Come on in." I was like, "All right, I'm in."
Like, I brought my own bottle service.
You're my kind of people.
Yeah, nah, that was a good time, man.
That was because, you know, it's just kind of moving around with all this beer. Mm-hmm. Where, like, us, we had to, like, going to the fucking bar. We're like, oh, wait here and shit. But Jericho was already, like, locked and loaded and shit.
We were, what, 20-something? 22 years old probably at the time? We're broke, bro. There's no way we had enough money to hang out and have that much of a good time in Vegas.
That was a good time,
though.
That
was a great time.
That's when Mick pissed on the slot machine.
That's the same year.
That is the same year.
That's
correct.
Yeah. That's the same year that you that's the time you pissed on a slot machine. Mm-hmm. And then remember we got hungry? And we saw McDonald's. Literally, we swore it was like two blocks down. That shit was like
was
a mile away.
Like far further than a mile, man. It was far.
It was far. We passed the hookers with the pimp.
Right.
She was trying to fix the car.
Yeah, they were trying to fix their car and shit.
And then Cherokee went in there like he was a mechanic.
He started looking at it. I'm like,
he's like, bro, let's get away.
Did I still have my trash can over there?
No, no.
You told him. Let's see, try to start it.
He's over there kicking the tire and
If I fix it, can I see a titty?
He said, see, what your problem is your tire pressure's low.
Bro.
And then we kept going. Oh, and then once we got to McDonald's, what happened?
They were closed.
They were closed.
Yeah, they weren't even open.
So we ended up sleeping on the tables that were
outside.
Yeah, because
we had to wait until they opened.
For about an hour or so, right?
Yeah, because it was like an hour, and we're like, fuck, like we're really hungry. So we're like, fuck it. So we knocked out at the benches.
Yeah.
And then when we got up, because we were drunk as fuck, we got up late. And then it was already a long-ass line.
So back then, they still used quarters for the machines.
Yeah.
So I had a bucket full of maybe like $30, $40 worth of quarters and shit. And
no one stole that shit from me.
No, I still had it. Like
he was sleeping with it.
I was hugging it.
Like it was like it was fucking gold and shit. And I went in, dude. And I was still fucked up, bro. Drunk as fuck, right? And I ordered my fucking McMuffin of some kind. I don't know. I remember what it was. And they told me the price.
Uh-huh.
Like, all right. So I started grabbing the quarters from the bucket. But I didn't put them gently on the counter.
This fool was flicking it.
He was throwing the motherfuckers.
I just started
25, 75, $1.
We thought it was the funny shit because we're like, what the fuck is he doing? And he's just reaching into his little bucket, fucking throwing coins.
Them.
He's like.
They were like bouncing everywhere. And the guys were just like the workers were just looking at him like
they were
wow,
like in disbelief and shit. They're like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
how did this homeless man get in here?
But again, because it's Vegas, they're just like, you know, they're used to crazy shit like that.
5 in the morning, bro. Yeah. I wouldn't have been able to put up with that shit if I was an employee. I don't remember doing that. But,
everyone saw it.
Everyone reminds you of
but
it.
But everybody
said. Well, it was me and Mick.
I just had the flashback right now as you were telling this. And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, he was
throwing them.
In my mind, I was putting them down gently. And I was counting out like $7 worth of quarters.
See, like, in my mind, I was stacking them up in dollars. $1, $2, $3, $4.
Man, he was throwing them.
What a fucking mess, man.
And that's why I say if it's Vegas, it's okay.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
But it's a little more acceptable in Vegas, bro.
I guess so.
Just shit happens.
You know what? Then I'm on board with you guys. I would be okay with someone.
It's Vegas, man.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
We're going to have a great time. Yeah.
So, like, yeah, so I'm on board.
All right.
Now, if it was here, then it'll be like, nah.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm good, bro.
It's different.
It is.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Apparently not.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
You know, fellas, before we get out of here, I have a quick little. Okay, so, you know, the election came and went, right? And,
sure.
You know, half the country's happy, the other half is you know,
fucking scared.
Scared and sad and whatnot. You know, the only thing I can say that came out of this whole thing that is in a positive is that my fucking crypto's up.
Oh!
It's back.
It's back, baby!
It's back.
I'm out of the red after 5 years.
wait, hold on.
What?
Where did you go in on? I said it all wrong. What? Where did you go in on? I've drank too much today.
Yes. So,
I thought you got rid of all of it.
Nah, I didn't. No, because I was down like fucking thousands and thousands of dollars. I was like, you know what?
I'm just going to hold, right?
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, no, seriously, I was. Fucking hold. I was like, you know what? Hold it. At this point, just fucking hold it. It'll come back, baby. It'll come back.
Do you guys remember when we were making fun of him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That he was talking about, like, oh, it's going to get to 10,000.
No, I said
no,
it
was at 4,000 or something.
At the time, right. And we were laughing at him. Like, it's not going to get to 10,000. Are you stupid?
It's going to go to 24,000.
we were laughing at his fake money.
Oh, my God. That's so ridiculous. 25,000. Ha!
Yeah. He said never.
6 months later, it was a $30,000.
That was.
And you're like, holy shit.
And I'm like, oh shit. And then he says, mark my words.
Yeah.
It's going to get to 100,000. I'm like, ha!
It's at 92,000.
Is that
92?
Oh,
is that 92
shit.
Right now?
Uh-huh. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
You going to buy some stuff now?
I kept my Bitcoin.
What he had.
I kept Dogecoin, Shiba, Solana.
So you think all of that is going to go up?
Well, I mean, after the election, my crypto went up $2,000 in one fucking night. Since then, it's up $10,000 now.
Wow!
So
wow.
Going up.
Wow!
Because Trump and his minions, they're about crypto.
I love it.
And that's why it's, you know, Biden. You know, unfortunately, with the Democrats, they were going to regulate crypto. They were going to tax it fucking heavily. And that's why it was like down. But now that, you know, fucking Trump won, it was the only positive that went, that came out of the election.
But I don't think it's going to hold, like, for the next.
It doesn't matter. He can just log out.
Well,
right,
that's what
now.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to tell him. You better cash out now.
Oh, it's not called logging out?
You mean a cash out?
Cash out.
Is it cash out?
Yeah.
It's cash.
I don't know. This is all new to me.
He's like, I don't know you young whippersnappers lingo these days. No, bitch. See, that's where you make a mistake. You fucking cash out now, you're going to miss out.
Wait, no.
But then it's going to go back down.
So I told you guys about a year ago that I was starting to buy Solana.
Yeah. That's a car, right?
No.
That's like a Toyota.
Yeah.
You're talking about Carvana. Solana coin. When I told you guys to buy Solana coin, I was like, hey, it's at $100. I'm going to fucking go in on this shit. You guys should buy it. That shit's at $230 now.
We could have doubled our money, bro.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow. He's going to bling out his jorts now.
Imagine that.
You know what? You better cash out, bitch.
No, bitch.
Because he's only going to be in presidency for 4 years. After that, I think he's going to go back down.
Well, we'll see where we're at in 4 years.
How about
for me, that money is money that.
But see, that's stupid, man.
No, it isn't.
It is because you should at least take half of it or some shit.
See, that's where you fucking. That's where you fuck up when you.
See, that's where you fucked up, and when it went all the way down, you could have had some money, when it went before it went down.
See, the thing is, I'm not hurting, bro.
Well, it's not about hurting.
That's called house money, though. Like, that's money that he didn't really
earn. So when are you going to take it out? When it's a billion.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's a good plan.
And we're going to be sitting here. We're going to be laughing. See? And laughing.
See, I'm not going to take it out until it's a trillion.
Fellas, I'm no longer laughing at Barlow's. I mean, he did predict 100,000. And we were just, oh, my God. We laughed for days. And now, holy fuck.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's up. But I'm saying, why don't you take it out and do something with it?
Because it's house money. It's money that.
So you're never going to take it out. You're just going to let it ride until, like, bitch.
Eventually, bro.
Because I think it's one of those things where, you know, you don't want to get that, what is it called? Like, that remorse or whatever. Yeah. Like, if you sell too early.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah. But that's with everything, man. Right, that's all kinds of investing.
So I would admit that I did take out some money. I did take out about $5,000.
Okay.
And that was money that I already had. So like Jericho said, everything else is in there now. That's all house money. That's all money that I never had. And maybe I never will have, but I don't know. Maybe 4 years, Dodge go to a dollar. Fucking Solana goes with fucking, you know, $300, $400, $500. Fucking Bitcoin goes up to $300,000. Mark this episode.
I will.
Because we'll talk about it in 4 years.
I will.
Yes, yes. Hey, yeah. He'd be like, you know what? I fucked up, guys.
He's like, I listened to Showmark.
Fucking Showmark got in my fucking head.
Fucking Trump fucked it all up. He fucking smothered the market or some shit.
I'm like, hole.
He's going to fuck it up somehow, man.
It's in a hole.
You know what? I think he's going to fuck it up. He's going to fuck up everything.
I don't know. I'm no longer a doubter of Barlow's.
But see, but that's the good thing about stocks and crypto. Mm-hmm. You know, you never lose if you don't sell. Yeah, you know, once you sell, that's when you lose.
Right.
And you know, and eventually, like, he could have sold back, what, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and been like, man, fuck this fucking crypto shit. And then, you know, it's like that's already kind of money that you consider kind of lost almost, you know, and it's like, yeah, well, just let it ride. You let it ride and see what happens.
I mean, I get it. But I'm saying, like, if you're going to invest, you want to take some money out when it's, like, up there, too, and stuff. Because you're always going to come – it's always going to go back down.
And the thing is, like, it's a good strategy sometimes to pull your original investment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You invested $3,000 and you play with the house money. Yeah.
No, I get it. At that point, it's like, I mean, I get it and stuff, cool. But I don't know. You could be enjoying that money with your daughter and doing all these things and stuff.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not hurting for that money. So for me, that money doesn't exist. Right. Yeah, that's the mindset you have to be in, or else you are going to pull it out and
have a good time. You know,
put it back in, Barlow. Pull it back in, Barlow.
He's like, I think I will pull it out.
He didn't mean that.
That hasn't even gone to 1 cent.
I'll put it away.
But that's a great mindset, though. Because that money doesn't really impact his life.
Right. Well, I know. I get it. But why waste your money and just pull out some investment here and there? I'm not saying pull everything out, but pull something out.
Let's just say this, okay? Each and every one of you guys.
Yeah.
If you guys win $10,000 in the lottery, will it really make an impact in your life?
Not really.
Nah.
It's drop in the bucket, right? Like, you can't do much with $10,000 that you can't do already.
Right.
Right? $20,000?
But you could use it. You're not going to say, let me go ahead and give it to somebody
Not at all. Not like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like $10,000 is still
$10,000. Yeah. And you'll be happy with it. Fine. But it's not going to make a huge fucking impact in your life.
I mean, it's not going to change your life.
Right.
But at least you could you could splurge more.
I mean, you know, I could splurge more. I could probably get my BBL.
What the fuck?
Very true.
I'll go to fucking Colombia and get it done for $3,000.
Hey, let me ask you this. Would you do, you obviously do the back part of it, right?
What you talking about?
Of the BBL. You do the back part of the booty, right?
Well, what other part is there?
I mean, there's more.
Bitch, the BBL, it's like a whole body thing.
It's a whole thing.
It's a body transformation.
Oh, okay,
bro.
So
that's a mommy makeover, bitch.
Well, then. Yeah, someone's going to be looking. Well, how the fuck you know, bitch?
I've heard about that shit. Uh-huh. I've been doing my research.
He's like, did they have daddy makeovers?
For real.
All
right.
Would you, let's say you start with the booty, right?
Uh-huh.
You'll go with the booty, the backside of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you make it nice and big.
Yeah. Not big. Just you know, give it a curve.
Give it a curve. Okay. Yeah.
Enough where he could grab it with a full hand, right?
Enough where I can put a teacup on it and walk around.
Now, would you add a little bit to the sides? You know, to the hips.
As long as it looks natural,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Damn, that's
it has to look natural, bro. It can't be like those weird shaped ones where, you know, it's a big old fucking hump in the ass and the legs are skinny as fuck.
Because we see that shit a lot around here.
It's fucking disgusting.
Right. That looks kind of weird, right?
Yeah. What about your breast?
My what?
Your breast.
Oh, I thought he said breath.
I was like, what's wrong with my breath?
My breath?
My mascara.
I mean, I would get a reduction.
Will you like make them a little bit more perkier?
I'll get a reduction.
Because they have pectoral implants.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
He doesn't have fucking boobs, man boobs.
He does.
He does not have man boobs.
Man, at best, they're like an A cup.
So why do I stare at them all the time?
Stop looking at my
I'm like, Barlow's has a face.
Like, what?
See, the mommy makeover includes, I think, a tummy tuck.
It's a tummy tuck, a lift,
uh-huh. A breast lift.
Breast lift, some lipo.
And you should get a breast lift. That's different. You know, get a little bit more on top.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, I'm trying to work out, and so I don't have to spend money on that part of it.
Okay.
I wanted to focus on the booty.
I know. But
maybe a little bit on my turkey neck.
Okay, but you know that they do. There are implants for man chest.
Yeah, man.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah. The pecs.
And they have, I think, abs.
Yeah.
Like, they'll, like, take off fat.
Yeah.
And then they'll actually put little implants.
To make it look like abs.
That Ken guy got that shit done.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
They got calves, all that shit.
Oh, they do have calves. Yeah. No, he don't need calves. Look at his calves.
Look at these calves. Touch them. Touch them. Look at them. I'm flexing them for you.
Oh, that's where we got into it.
No, because I was like, oh, look at him flexing his calves. He's going to fucking fart.
Oh, the fart.
And that's what it was.
That's what we started talking about it.
It's a case solved.
It all came around.
Yeah, we were like, how the fuck did we get into the
full circle, bro.
Speaking of farting.
How did we get into a mommy makeover?
I don't know.
Hey, this is Oso and Chavo, and you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
Fellas, man, let's get the fuck out of here, bro.
Wait, why?
I'm tired, man.
Come on.
He's tired of flexing.
I'm sorry. My calves are a little sore, you know. I've been working out for 2 days straight. Man, I got to go home, shower, so I can get ready for bed. All right. With that said, man, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers. Great time, by the way.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was nice having Barlow's.
Wait,
he's still a bitch, though.
Did you hear that?
What did he say?
He said it was nice having Barlow's here.
Yeah, I can't be nice. I mean, he's going to be gone pretty soon, so.
Oh, come on.
I'm trying to cherish I'm trying to cherish these moments, you know?
By the way, I won't be here next week.
Oh.
I won't be here either.
I have another tattoo appointment.
Our ratings are going to plummet. You should have just waited.
Well, be better. Be better.
Well. I guess two of us are not going to be here.
Oh, my God.
I won't be here either.
Yeah. What the fuck? Where are you going?
Wait, hold on. Ozo's trying to get on.
All right. Awesome.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I have Ozo.
Yeah, so
and it'll be the turkey special.
There you go.
See, the Gobble Gobble special.
Our ratings are plummeting even more.
God, stop announcing that you won't be here.
Hey, is that every time?
He's going to have more, what is it, more hate mail? Or was it hate messages and shit?
I know. Poor Ozo.
Guys, you guys are being here next week, right? Wink, wink.
Yes, I will be here next week.
Yeah. Spirit.
100%.
Hey, good thing they can't see you winking on the radio.
Wink. No, I'm kidding. I'll be here.
All right, awesome.
Yeah.
There we go. See?
Well, I won't.
Come on!
It's okay. We'll go back to that agreement that I have.
But definitely good show. You know, I have fun. A lot of laughter, you know. And I still think that Mike Tyson got some money under the table, and that's why he flopped and stuff. But anyways, you know, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
You know, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh wait, we have an episode next week.
Yeah, yeah.
So. But it'll come out after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bitch, we'll.
Shut up, Bartles.
The best.
Shut up! Always talking shit.
Go home.
Go home. Why are you here?
Don't come back next week. Who the fuck invited this guy?
All right. With that, I'm out. Fuck the kicker. Back to you, Mick.
Yeah, man. Good fucking show. Good time. Fucking a lot of laughs today, man. Bunch of just dumb shit, bro.
Of course.
It's always fun reminiscing. Yeah, that was one of my favorite Vegas stories, yeah. Man. And I remembered everything so fucking vividly as you were explaining. Even to the way the fucking hooker had her leg up on the bumper while she was.
That pimp was trying to make, trying
he
to make
was,
some money
man.
Off
he,
of
he was. He's like,
nah, he comes,
Jerry, as you're fixing her car, you can fix her too.
He's like, here comes some three hungry Mexicans.
Let me ask you, did I throw quarters at her too?
You should have.
You're like, dance for me, girl.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, thanks to all the listeners, man. Thanks to the fellas, man. It was a good time today. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want you guys to take a look at Cobra Kai again. It's the second part of the sixth season,
yeah,
that has been rolled
yeah,
out.
Wait,
no,
yeah.
No, no, it's
how many
right.
times is he going to do that kick, bro? No.
He hasn't done it anymore.
Oh, he hasn't?
No, he did it this time.
Wait, he did?
He did?
He did. Oh, he did.
how did he not know it was coming?
I know, right?
Like, there's no way he's doing that again. There's no way. Oh, shit, he did it
he
again.
He did it. Wait, what is he doing?
The crane.
Yeah.
No, they brought back another one of those. It was this guy that came out in part three. They brought him back out, and it's, you know, it's kind of nostalgic to see these characters come back into the fold. You know, it's pretty awesome. The kids, you know, they get into that Taikai or whatever the fuck it's called,
yeah.
That world championship. So it's a little chaotic when it comes to the actual tournament. So you guys take a look at it. It's a lot of fun to watch. And That's pretty much all I got. And did you guys have any recommendations?
I actually do have a quick one.
Oh, all right.
It's one that you would never watch.
Okay.
Because you like gay shit.
No!
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 So, Teacup.
That doesn't sound gay at all.
That's not gay at all. Teacup.
Go ahead, tell me more about your manly show.
It's about a little boy takes a teacup and some marbles, and he covers it up with the key teacup. It's on Peacock.
Oh, okay. Even gayer. All
right. So don't let the name fool you.
Okay.
It's a suspense horror show.
Oh shit!
Where people are basically stuck in a farm. And they can't cross a line that was drawn on the floor by spray paint by a guy wearing a gas mask. If they cross the line, they fucking die.
Wow.
So it's a great show. It's fucking great.
It just needs a better name.
Yeah.
I think Teacup fucking explains it perfectly.
Is there?
Yeah, okay.
Does it happen in England or some shit?
There are a lot of British people walking around in, you know, in fucking little white wigs and shit. It's okay.
All right.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are three things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Y en la plática los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. hasta Fellas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast.
Podcast.